Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you, the listener, direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Welcome back to the program, guys. Jason, I would be remiss if I did not start with this whole coronavirus scare. How concerned should New York State residents be at this point?
Well, you know, I think it's something we have to take seriously, as we have with other things we've heard of, whether it be swine flu or bird flu or other things that have come through in previous years. It seems like we deal with something like this that comes about on a fairly regular basis. But I think at the end of the day, we live in a very safe country, and people do have to be diligent to be washing their hands and doing what they can to try to prevent the spread of something like this. But in reality, we live in the greatest country in the world, and I think that we are prepared to be able to handle something such as coronavirus.
Yeah, and we've seen $40 million devoted to the fight in New York State, $8 billion on the national level. We'll see where it goes from here. Michael, you talk a lot about the symbiotic relationship between Governor Wolf and Planned Parenthood, sort of a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. But on your website this week, you reveal kind of the sinister side of Planned Parenthood, working to conceal sex trafficking in the Keystone State. How are they doing this?
Well, every side of Planned Parenthood is sinister, honestly, and with regard to abortion, or the biggest seller of abortion in the country, their ties to the sex trafficking industry are very clear, because sex traffickers and those who deal basically with human slavery for the sex traffic business need groups like Planned Parenthood to have abortions for the girls and women that are enslaved by the sex traffickers, the birth controls that's provided to them, and groups like Planned Parenthood. It's been proven in studies. Loyola University in Chicago did a study on sex trafficking victims and found that they frequent Planned Parenthood for abortions and birth control devices regularly, and yet Planned Parenthood does nothing to report these people to the authorities, to law enforcement. There's been, you know, live action Project Veritas showing that Planned Parenthood really is not acting in a protective way for these women and girls that come in there.
Yeah, interesting. You can read more on your website about that. Jason, March is the month where folks rally at the state capitol for whatever their cause. In your rally is coming up fast. Legislative Day is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. The focus is restoring parental rights in New York State. How are parental rights being undermined in Albany?
You know, in Albany, there's a host of issues that are coming up dealing with this issue. Whether you look at the discussion regarding legalizing paid or contractual surrogacy, we're literally creating manufacturing motherless children in that initiative. There's a push to mandate a vaccination against a sexually transmitted disease. If you're going to mandate against HPV, that's not something you can get in the classroom. That's a violation of parental rights. Sex education is another piece of mandatory legislation that Albany is weighing. We believe those conversations are best had by parents, not politicians. And I should add that on March 17th, that Legislative Day event that we are having, Planned Parenthood is also planning a lobby day on that same day. And so it really puts our organization standing up for parental rights and the pro-life issues head-to-head on the same day that Planned Parenthood will be in the Capitol making their case for the taking of unborn life and your children's hearts and minds.
All right. And we'll give your website where folks can register for Legislative Day. We strongly encourage you to show up and let your voice be heard there for that important get-together. Michael, a huge Supreme Court decision this term. They heard oral arguments over this earlier this week, could really unravel Roe v. Wade. Of this, of course, having to do with a Louisiana law that mandates doctors have admitting privileges at local hospitals. How could this ruling impact the work of abortionists in your state?
Well, this impact in Pennsylvania could be significant for abortion clinics, and this issue down in Washington with the Supreme Court gives me an opportunity to talk about one of New York's prominent politicians, the senior senator Chuck Schumer, who was threatening Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh in front of the Supreme Court in an unbelievable, outrageous way. The pro-abortion lobby, the politicians like Chuck Schumer, pushing the Supreme Court, wanting them to strike down this Louisiana law. This would help women in Pennsylvania because abortionists who need to get these admitting privileges would then be checked out by the hospitals, and that would sort of clean out the bad actors like the Kermit Gosnells that seem to frequent the abortion clinic industry.
Yeah, since he mentioned your senior senator, Jason, there is an effort now in the Senate to censure Mr. Schumer for what he said about Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. You think that's appropriate action?
Yeah, we see the Senator Josh Hawley is introducing that censure measure, and I think it is appropriate. I think this is a line that Senator Schumer has crossed. It is terribly inappropriate for him, at best, to make the statement that he has as a legislative branch to threaten judicial, and it goes beyond that. These are Supreme Court justices that are not subject to the politics of the day. They're not up for election. Yeah. So what else could Senator Schumer be saying in the statement that he did? This is certainly something in the day and age in which we live, with the amount of division, divisiveness, anger that's out there, that this just does not feed what we need in our culture today.
Real quickly, Jason, we'll stick with you for just a second. The state budget deadline is fast approaching. A lot of folks want to know, will marijuana legalization be part of the final deal?
You know, I don't know, and I wish I had this crystal ball I could look in and know all of these things that make life a lot easier on the lobbying side.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the governor, I think, does want to see some revenue come in. He sees other states that are taxing recreational marijuana, but there seems to be just this holdup that, again, this may be a repeat of what we saw last year. There's a lot of talk about the inevitability of marijuana, and it may just fizzle out at the end and go up in smoke.
Yeah. March is National Problem Gamblers Awareness Month. Michael, how big? I know that if those first casinos that went up way back in 2004 seems like a lifetime ago. You have been on the front lines of this fight ever since. But how big of a problem is problem gambling in Pennsylvania?
Well, let me create a visual image for your listeners. If they think of Beaver Stadium at Penn State University, filled with all the folks that go to the Penn State football games, fill that stadium three times, over 300,000 problem gamblers in Pennsylvania. And that means that's the hidden addiction. When you're a drug addict or an alcoholic, people see the effects of that. Problem gambling doesn't have any visual effects that people can see, and yet it devastates families and savings accounts and embezzlement and businesses and church treasurers. It's a terrible addiction, and Pennsylvania needs to do something about it.
And now with internet gambling, you don't even need to leave your bedroom, so I think the problem is going to get a lot worse in not just Pennsylvania, but New York State as well. Both of you guys fighting that fight. Michael, we'll stay with you on this one. This week, there was an effort put afoot in the state house to downsize the size of the state legislature. Won't happen for a while. Would take a lot of work to get it to happen. But do you think that the size of the General Assembly is too big, too expensive in Pennsylvania? It's one of the biggest and most expensive in the country.
I will say it is too expensive. Whether it's too big is a debatable question. James Madison wrote in one of the Federalist Papers that deciding the right size of state legislature is sort of a kind of anybody's guess. And having a lot of local representation in terms of a large number of legislators is a good thing. The challenge in Pennsylvania is there's so many perks and staffers and everything else that make it very expensive.
Yeah. Well, Jason, we survived that first week of the plastic bag ban. I am almost out of mine, and I'm missing them. Do you think nothing helps pick up after the dog better than a plastic bag? I do admit. But there's some real concern in the state that this could result in higher grocery costs, this plastic bag ban. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I think it will. There's a number of things that are going on. You know, and political correctness seems to be ruling this issue right now. There is obviously the cost of the bags if you look to purchase the paper bags. But beyond that, I am noticing the slower lines. You know, I'm expected now to bag my groceries. Things that we used to take as customer service from these grocery stores are more and more being pushed down onto the customer. Mm-hmm. And so I see fewer people manning those lines, those types of things. And at some point, that cost does come back. So I'm just not a big fan of this ban we're looking at. And I'm hopeful at some point we can return to some sanity here and really look for things that, as Christians, we have a cultural mandate to care for the earth. Yeah. But it should be done under really a scientific approach and not a political correctness one.
All right. And that will have to be the last word this this week, but get registered. New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom Legislative Day fast approaching. Where can they do that, Jason?
AlbanyUpdate.com.
And lots going on in Pennsylvania as well. Where can they find you, Michael?
PAFamily.org.